Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
I just want to encourage anyone with mental illness to, it's a sentence away. Rebuke in the name of Jesus and believe that you receive and watch what happens.
God has a divine health plan for you. Today, Gloria Copeland teaches from Healing School how to receive your healing, even when you've struggled with your health for a long time. Next, on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
We're going to take the Word of God, and we're just going to take healing scriptures. And we're going to feed our eyes, our ears on them, glory, and receive them and take it. Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So what he did in Jerusalem or anywhere else, he's just the same today. He's moved by faith today. When that woman with the issue of blood came, she'd been to many doctors, but none of them had helped her. But when she said this, she said it, see, here's her mouth going, if I just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. Now, there were people thronging Jesus, people on every side. But somehow, she got out of her house, which was not legal for her to do with an issue of blood. But she got to where he was, and she touched his garment in faith. What did she do? She took it. She took her healing. She said it. She got there. She touched it. And she received it. Glory to God. If I just touch. He won't even have to, in other words, he won't even have to talk to me. He won't even have to know I'm there. Because she shouldn't have been there out, according to their law with an issue of blood. He won't even know that I'm there. I'll just get there. I'll just get through that place. And if I can just touch his garment, I shall be made whole. Glory to God. And she got there. She got through the crowd. She got to him. She touched him. That healing power went into her, and she felt in her body that she was healed. And Jesus said, who touched me? He knew that healing power had flowed out of him. Glory to God. Now, he's willing to heal. He is the healer. Jesus is the healer. All that woman had to do that day was just do it in faith, touch him in faith, just believe what she'd heard or seen or felt. And she got down there, she said it. How many of you have come today to receive healing? How many of you have been saying, I'm healed today, I'm receiving my healing today? See, we're faith people, we know what to do, glory to God. I'm receiving my healing today, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases by his stripes. We were healed. Hallelujah. The spirit of faith receives, it takes, and it happens. Charles Capp says this about faith. If you're applying the principle, it is working. If you're applying the principle, it is working. And I believe that. The faith is the title deed. That's Hebrews 11:1. And then in Psalm 19:7 in the Amplified, it says, the law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the whole person. If you've got things missing, if you've got parts missing, if you've got been diagnosed with a bad heart or a bad liver or any other thing, this is a scripture for you to take, a scripture. The law of the Lord is perfect. The word of God is perfect. Restoring the whole person. Hallelujah. That's us. We should be whole persons. Nothing missing. Nothing broken. Glory to God. Psalm 145 says, the Lord is good to all. That's you and me. Psalm 103 says, every sickness and every disease. Glory to God. Hallelujah. has been taken care of. Deuteronomy 28:61 says, every sickness is under the curse. Galatians 3 says we've been redeemed from the curse. So if you've got some disease that nobody else has ever had in the whole world, and you never even heard of it, but now you've been diagnosed with it, it's under there. It's under the curse. Glory to God. Every bad thing is under the curse. Your sadness is under the curse. Your sickness is under the curse. Poverty's under the curse. The Lord intends for us to be blessed and well and strong and whole. You say, well, I just have never been able to get a good job. I've never been able to increase. Here's your answer right here. Get on the Word of God. Begin to say the Scriptures about prosperity. Begin to say the Scriptures about healing. Begin to say the Scriptures about peace or whatever else it is you need. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy, every curse, every sickness under the curse. We've been redeemed from the curse. Psalm 91 tells us about long life. Glory to God. We can have long life. 1 Thessalonians 5. Let's just start with verse 8 and we'll read some scriptures in the King James. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love. Now that's a revelation right there. Faith and love. Because the Bible says faith works by love, so you have to have faith and love. And for a helmet, the hope of salvation. The expectation, in other words. Put on faith and love. We're walking in faith. We're walking in love. And we have the hope. The expectations, I like that better. The expectation of salvation, deliverance. Glory to God. For healing is part of our salvation. That's part of what belongs to us now. For God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation. Who died, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Glory to God. You know what? We don't have anything to fear in death. We're not ready to go until we lived out our full days, full number of our days. But we're with him, live or die. Isn't that good? And you know, a lot of people are threatened by the fear of death, and Satan tries to get people afraid of death so that they can't be in fear and faith at the same time, and then that gives him place, gives Satan a way in. So if you have fear of anything, don't put up with it. Cast it out. Say, no, you're not coming on me. Fear is under the curse. Fear is Satan's tool to get a way into our lives. And we have to say, no, you're not coming in here. You take authority over things, over storms and tornadoes and anything else. Ken and I were, I think I may have said this sometime this week, but we were going down the road one day many years ago and on the freeway. There was a woman in front of us, and she had little kids in the car, and I forget now what happened to it, but we were behind her, and she hit something, and it went up. The car went, say, this is the car. She hit something, it rolled the car up like that. Now, Ken and I were right behind her, and we said, you get back down there in the name of Jesus, and that car went. See, well, it's important that we're ready to respond to help people. Now that woman she had little kids in the car. She never knew that God's, well, he could have told her, but she may have never known that God saved her life that day and that of her children. Because somebody responded in faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we have to stay on the cutting edge of the Word in faith. If we don't participate in the Word on a regular basis, every day preferably, then we get rusty and dull and we don't respond like we should. And we want to feed on it. We want to say it. I'm telling you, if this is new to you, you need to spend a great deal of time just learning how to live by faith. Once you learn how to live by faith, it becomes a natural way for you to live. But if you don't find out how, it's always a struggle. So, the very God of peace sanctify you or separate you holy. Your whole spirit and soul be your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord. Faithful is he that calls you, who also will do it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's how we live in divine health. God's got a divine health plan, and it's called the Word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Let me see what I've got here. The First Thessalonians said, well, that's what I just read. May your spirit, soul, and body be preserved and sound and complete and found blameless at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Amplified Version. Faithful is he who is calling you to himself, and utterly trustworthy, and he will also do it. Do what? He'll keep you safe. He'll take care of you. He'll keep you healed if you'll give him place. He will fulfill his call by hallowing and keeping you. Glory to God. 1 Thessalonians 5, 23 and 24 in the Amplified. There's a scripture that says he'll keep your bones. People get diagnosed with bone trouble. You know your bones are disintegrating or not what they should be. Psalm 34, 19 through 20. That's your scripture about bones. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So what you need is in the Word of God. You need to know where it is. You need to know where to go at the first sign of trouble. That's why it's important for you to really know the Word. You need to study, show yourself approved. You need to feed on the Word of God. You need to know that God is good to all, like Psalm 145 says, that he bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases, that every sickness is under the curse. That's Deuteronomy 28, 61. You need to know that his will is for us to have long life, be satisfied with long life. Hallelujah, Psalm 91. We ought to be satisfied. We ought to be satisfied all during our lifetime. And then we ought to live long and strong and be satisfied. When we leave the earth, which is a great thing, if you've done it right, you know, and you go to the right place, you need to go up, not down. But we live satisfied all those years. And God blesses us, and he takes care of us, and he preserves us, and he helps us to keep a walking and keep moving, keep the bones strong, keep ourselves healed. He heals us by the Word of God. And then one day, when we finished our course, we get to graduate. Glory to God. We may all graduate together, or some of us may graduate together, depending on where you are in life. What is the most important thing you can do in this life? First is to make Jesus the Lord of your life. If you've never been done that, then you've never been born again. That's how you get born again. How come you have to do that? Why can't you go to Buddha and get born again? Buddha did not pay the price for your sins and your sicknesses. Jesus took the whole curse for us on himself. Buddha never did that for you. I don't know what Buddha does. All I think about is a big belly and smoke, but I don't know much about it. But I know about Jesus. I know what he did. I know what he still does today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I get excited because I really believe this stuff. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God's good to all. Every sickness is under the curse. Psalm 91 says we get long life when we abide in him. We live till we're satisfied. Isaiah 53, he bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases, and by his stripes we were healed. Hallelujah. Proverbs 17, 22 in the Amplified talks about a merry heart. We should not be sad. Let me find my spot again here. 17:22, Proverbs. If you're sad and gloomy in your life, you're not doing it right. Here's what we need to do, is have a merry heart, a happy heart, a satisfied heart. Listen to this scripture in the Amplified. This is about healing too. A happy heart is good medicine. Glory to God. Now y'all get hold of this one. This is Proverbs 17:22. A happy heart is good medicine. Well, that would make me to say that a sad heart is not good medicine. A sad heart is down. You know, a happy heart's up. You know they're happy, they're up, they're feeling good about things, going about their business just cheerful and everything. Well, the devil has a hard time with a happy heart because he can't get in there. But think about a sad heart. What's a sad heart? Well, we're depressed. We're down. This is what it says in the Amplified is a broken spirit. But a broken spirit dries up the bones. So whether you have a happy heart or a broken spirit is up to you. Some people get depressed when there's really nothing to be depressed over. Some people get depressed when there is something to be depressed over. But you and I, we're going to keep a happy heart, regardless of the circumstances, because we know we can have it. There it is, right there. A happy heart is good medicine. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Well, the opposite of that would be sadness, would be a weakness. Amen? You'd be weak. When you're sad, you just don't have any fight about you. You're just sad. You just let things happen, and you don't do this. You don't clean your house or make your bed or anything like that. Why? Because I'm unhappy. I'm not happy. Well, get up and get on the ball and get happy. Get in the Word of God. Go to a church where they preach faith to you. Preach you something you can live on. And take authority. Get in the Bible yourself. Amen? Glory to God. Hallelujah. And every day have the Word of God going in you. The Scripture says Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So he's ready for us. All we have to do is give him place. But he's not like the devil. He won't force himself in. You have to invite him in. How'd you get born again? You answered a what invitation? Somebody probably gave you an invitation, or you just went on your own, but you answered his invitation to be born again. And what happened to you when you were born again? You became a new creation, a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things passed away. All things became new. You had an opportunity to start over again. Now, you may have messed it up. But when you mess up, what do? You repent. And you get right back on that path. You get right back in there. What you're doing here this week, get in the Word of God. Get in a good church. Don't let the devil talk you out of your salvation. Amen? Glory to God. A happy heart is a good medicine. A happy heart. Strife, Proverbs 17:19. It's just strife is something that a tool of the devil. It's to bring discord, disharmony, do away with your faith, wipe your faith out, because maybe you're in unforgiveness, maybe somebody did you wrong, and now instead of walking in love, you're thinking about retaliation. What am I going to do to get even? Well, don't try to get even. Try to get free. Glory to God. Just say, here's how you get free if somebody's done you wrong. You say, Lord, I forgive them in the name of Jesus because I know that's what I'm supposed to do. I forgive and I'm forgiven. And what happened when you did that? You went free. What happened to them? We don't know what happened to them. They're not our problem. We're our problem. We say we repent and we ask forgiveness for strife, and I won't get in that anymore. I forgive that person for that thing. And what happened? You just shut the door on it. You went free. Now the Word can work in your life better.
We take authority over every sickness, every disease, every weakness, every pain, every grief, every sorrow. And we take authority over every demon spirit that's behind
it. Yes, sir.
And we break your power.
I have today with me Stephen from San Antonio, Texas. And he came up to share with me that in 2012, he was diagnosed with bipolar type 2 disorder, has documented medical records to show that he truly had an imbalance in his hormones. And he said in 2015, he grabbed a hold of the words you teach from this ministry about taking your authority and dominion and using the word of faith to receive your healing. And he rebuked this spirit of bipolar disorder. He's been drug-free from the drugs that he needed to take for this disease since 2015. It's been 1 year he's been set free. And then he went on to share with me that he used to be hooked on drugs, and at the same time that he rebuked that disease, he totally got free from all drug usage. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hey, man, that's good, man.
This is Stephen's mom, Barbara, from San Antonio. She also, 3 years ago, Barbara said that she was clinically diagnosed with anxiety and depression, had suicide thoughts, but Jesus freed her also.
Praise
God. Glory to God. So the devil tried to destroy a family, but Jesus has delivered a family.
Oh, hallelujah.
Glory to God.
That is so wonderful.
In 2009, I was diagnosed with suicidal ideation, depression, and anxiety. Born again, spirit-filled believer since I was a little girl, but my brother committed suicide. And Jesus saved my life. He showed me one day. I was sitting outside and he said, "But I love you." And he began to show me what this was. And I thought, if that's what this, first I was upset. And then I thought, if that's what this is good news. Mm-hmm. This is good news. So I began to take authority over it. And I felt like he did. I felt everything leave in a minute. In a New York second. And for 4 years I had been living with that, thinking, well, you know, your brother had it, your father had it, you have it, your son has bipolar, and in one split second of using "in Jesus' name, you get out of me," everything left. I'm on absolutely no prescription medication. Yeah, I'm the happiest person in the world.
My mom actually, she started listening. Lord brought her back, and she got in with Creflo Dollar, started listening to him and Kenneth Copeland, the whole group. And she was talking to me on the phone and telling me, you know, the bipolar disorder isn't medical, it's a spirit, and you can get rid of it. And of course, I thought she'd lost it. But she told me, you know, what do you have to lose? It's one sentence. Say, "In the name of Jesus, you spirit, get off me," next time you feel it coming on. And so next time I felt it coming on, I ran to the bathroom and I did it. I rebuked it and I felt like just a weight lift off, and didn't want to do drugs or anything anymore. And it's just because that bipolar wasn't me, you know, but they tell you in psychology that it is you and you're going to live with it. And they don't realize that they're speaking death over people when you need to speak life over people.
And now we're seeing teenagers come to the house. We're being able to lay hands on them. They're getting free from anger, from rage, anxiety, bipolar, suicide, all this. And now we're having born again, spirit filled teenagers at the house just praising God.
Yeah.
And so we just give him all the glory.
Some people say healing's not for everybody, and then some people say it's me bearing my cross, that it's a mental illness, like depression. But, you know, I say, if Jesus was around, would he come up to you and be like, "Oh, you're bearing up so well for the gospel"? Thing. No, he'd lay hands and get it done. And I just want to encourage anyone with mental illness it's a sentence away. Rebuke in the name of Jesus and believe that you receive, and watch what happens.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.